This podcast is supported by JBS International Incorporated through a grant award from the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with 0% finance with non-governmental sources. The contents are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government. For more information, please visit HRSA.gov.
Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the R-Corps podcast. I'm your host, Tim Rabel, with JBS International. Before we jump to today's episode, a few R-Corps TA reminders. Have you visited the R-Corps TA portal recently? Hopefully, that answer is yes, because it is the best way to stay up to date with all the latest and greatest R-Corps resources, info, and other opportunities. From the portal, you can dive into various toolkits or templates, engage with different learning modules on the LMS, visit our core corner and read past newsletters, rewatch past webinars, you get the idea. Also, be sure to connect with our core TA on social media. You can find us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. And now, let's get to today's episode.
Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the R-Corps podcast. I'm your host, Tim Rabel, and today we're continuing on with our Get to Know Your Tell series, and then we are joined by Jenna Quigley. Thanks for joining, Jenna.
Thanks for having me.
It's fun to have you back on. It's also fun to be able to start saying that. I think we have a handful of tells now that have joined an episode, and now we're getting them to come on for, you know, a second or third episode. So it's fun to, you know, have some familiar faces back on. But as we were just mentioning and talking about before we started recording, the series was really just to get to know the tells a little bit more, like different things and parts of their background or where they're at before JBS. Stuff like that. So I'm glad you're here and able to participate. So I want to start actually, I know we both have like the Philly area connection. Did you grow up there?
Yeah. So I grew up in Downingtown, which is 40 minutes from Philadelphia. And then I lived in the same house my whole life. And then when I went to college, I went to college in Philly. I went to LaSalle. And so then I stayed there through grad school till I was like 26, and then I moved to Colorado and then I moved back in 2020. So again, live in Downingtown. So came full circle.
Gotcha. It's so funny. I feel like more and more maybe it's just like a recency bias thing, but I hear more people that are doing like, and we've done the same kind of thing where people grow up in an area, go somewhere else, and then think about coming back. Did you think you were ever going to come back, or when you moved to Colorado, yes, you're like, I'm done?
Yeah. No, I thought we'd come back. So my husband's from Massachusetts, and he moved a lot when he was a kid. So he was used to living all over, and he went to LaSalle also. That's where we met. But we moved out there for his job because he was a professional runner for many years. And so we thought, we'll be there for 5 years. That's it. I'm coming back. I have a really large extended family, and most people are in this area. So I thought I wanted to come back this way. We ended up staying longer than that. We were there for 9 years, but I definitely knew I wanted to either come here or be in Massachusetts, one of the two. We wanted to be near one of our families. And so my husband had an opportunity to come back here during COVID. So we took advantage of that.
Yeah. Did you meet in grad school or
in undergrad?
Gotcha. Did you both have the same major or anything like that?
No. So we both were on the track team together. Okay. So that's how we met. But yeah.
So. Gotcha. So Jen and I are both on a team of 8 internally doing a steps challenge. When you mentioned he was a professional runner, my first random thought was, I wonder how many steps he could accumulate in a week. He might be able to outpace other teams entirely.
Yeah. If it was when he was training.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Because he was a distance runner. So he was doing really multiple runs a day and super long stuff. But
Yeah.
But not now. Yeah. He doesn't do that anymore.
Random question. Do you happen to know what conference LaSalle was in? Were they in like the Atlantic?
It was 10? In the A-10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm
ready. In that conference? Where did you go?
Yeah. George Washington.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I only remember it because from basketball. Like I really ever thought about what schools are in our conference too much, but I remember basketball is always, for whatever reason, more important. Or those are the games that obviously
right.
Play.
Yeah. And you grew up in Delaware, right?
Yeah, in Wilmington.
Okay.
And then just down a couple hours for school in D.C. And I definitely had the thought, I was like, I was wanting to go back to Delaware, but I'll never live in Delaware again. And then COVID hit and I was living in Delaware again. And we still, I didn't mention to you before, but we are today probably going to sign a lease, not in the Philly area, but in Milwaukee, and be moving again. And it was almost between Milwaukee and the Philly area again. So who knows? We'll see how things progress.
So
when you moved to Colorado, was it for work?
So it was for Sean's work. So I had finished grad school and then stayed here I was in Pennsylvania for another year working. And then that was when I was unlicensed. So I'm a family therapist, but I had only a year after grad school experience. At that point in time, it was challenging to get hired as an unlicensed therapist, unlike now where there's a shortage. And so it took me a little while. Sean actually moved before I did. And then I moved without a job, which was weird for me because I had two jobs as long as I can remember. And then I ended up finding something out there.
Yeah. And then how long now you've been back in downtown?
Back. It'll be 3 years in December.
Okay. So. And then what were you doing before JBS? Because it's been how long since your JBS? Like
a year almost. Yeah. So it'll be a year in November. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was in Colorado, I worked in an agency and did in-home services for families. Most of them had child welfare involvement or justice system involvement. So I was doing preservation, reunification, therapeutic visitation, family therapy. I was doing trauma therapy with kids, trauma therapy with families. So I was doing that work for several years. And then I moved into doing state level work and I worked for the judicial branch in Colorado, but I was doing work at the intersection of behavioral health and the justice system. Started out doing that with child welfare system reform and then moved more into the criminal side of things. So when I moved, because it was COVID, I was allowed to stay on in my position in Colorado for a while, which helped
me
transitioned. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Helped us relocate here. So I was able to stay in that job for, I forget how long, 6 to 8 months. And then I actually ended up working for the courts in Delaware doing very similar work. So I was managing their treatment courts and diversion programming and that kind of stuff. So that's what I did before coming to JBS. I was working in Delaware.
Neat. And are you in downtown? Are you close to where you grew up? I don't know full geography.
Yeah, I am. So I grew up in the borough. And then I live 10 minutes from there. So I'm more towards, if you were headed to Lancaster, I'm up that part of Downingtown, but yeah. Close to Honeybrook.
How far is Lancaster?
It's probably 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Between Lancaster and Philly.
F&M is up there. Franklin Marshall.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Where I went to school, it was... Some people went up to, it was basically like you went to University of Delaware, you went like a city school in New York, Philly, or D.C., or you went to a fairly small liberal arts school, like a Gettysburg or an F&M something like that. So I feel like I'm back in, I don't know where things are at right now, if like people are applying to colleges or getting in stuff, but I felt like transported back.
I see, just brought you back in time.
Yeah. Favorite part about there you live?
Trees, and then being able to not have to drive too far to get to the beach. Those were the biggest things I missed when I was in Colorado. Colorado has evergreens, but the variety and some other trees, but the variety of trees here. Were you in Wilmington, Northern Delaware?
There's a lot of parks.
Yeah, the landscape is very similar. Everything's back roads. It's all woods. You're driving up and down windy roads all the time.
I take that for granted.
You have no sense of direction because you can't see beyond the trees in front of you. Like in Colorado, I always knew where I was because the mountains were always west. So I could always figure out what direction. You could see for miles and miles, which was so wild to me because I was used to not being able to do that. So I think it's really the beauty of being like in the woods, surrounded by trees, having so many options to go on, go outside, lakes, camping, hiking, all the stuff that you can do out west that people love to do also. But then I can just go to the beach if I want to. Drive to New Jersey or Delaware, or we go to North Carolina too. But it's a short drive to the beach. We go to Massachusetts. Everything is, you can go to all the different states in a close drive and experience lots of different things, which I missed being out west.
I was going to ask if you're Jersey Beach or Delaware Beach or...
We primarily went to Jersey. So when I was a kid, we went to Cape May. We did Delaware a couple of years, but we primarily went to Cape May. We had family in Wildwood. We still have family in Wildwood. And then actually when we moved to Colorado, my family started going to the Outer Banks. So then we would fly back and go there. And then my in-laws are, they didn't always live in Cape Cod, but they live in Cape Cod. So now we go to the beach up there too.
Wow. Yeah. Just like maybe, yeah, it might be a segue and already have the answer for it, but I was going to ask, what's like an ideal family trip? Is it the beach?
The beach, yeah. Yeah. I like to go just sit on the beach. I'll go anywhere. I'll explore wherever. I've enjoyed going other places too. I'm up for whatever, but I do. If I had to pick, I'd pick the beach.
Yeah. It would have been awkward if you just talked about all these different beaches you go to and I asked about the beach. I hate the beach.
I hate the beach. No, I love the beach.
Yeah, well, that's fun. Okay, been at JBS a year. What's been any particular memory or moment stand out in terms of your work with grantees, or I don't know, maybe a particular site visit or something at the RSV, anything that comes to mind, like that kind of encapsulated maybe some of your experience and impact of ArtCore?
Yeah, so I think the two most exciting things so far have been going to the RSV and getting to meet people in person. So getting to meet, and I didn't get to meet all my grantees. There were so many people, but getting to meet people in person, spend time with them. I really liked the innovation tank. Yeah, because then I got to learn about some really neat stuff that people are doing. And then so we just onboarded the child and adolescent behavioral health recipients, and I have really enjoyed meeting all of them and seeing their excitement on the first call. When I started, I was getting transferred grantees and everyone was still excited about the work they were doing. But this is a new award and it's in a different, the focus is different for ArtCore. And seeing everyone be so excited that got those awards and just gearing up for all the work that they're going to do and getting to know them and seeing the passion that they have and excitement about what they're going to do has been really,
really I was just thinking a little unique almost because everyone's, you know, doing different work in their service areas. The work hopefully continues and a lot of them are doing the stuff prior to getting funding and hopefully can expand. But with like the RSV and their identity tied to ArtCore, it's cool because you get, when they join, there's all this excitement of orientation and learning, getting to meet other people and that kind of stuff. And then as they wrap up, just like a short time later, a few years later, it's this commencement graduation type of thing. So you get all the different experiences throughout that spectrum. Yeah. Great. We'll pick right back up. So I wanted to ask, specific to the work you're doing with grantees, are there topics that they bring up or areas that you're particularly out from past work experiences or just things that you feel like you have really good subject matter expertise in that you love kind of problem solving and figuring out with grantees?
Yes. Anything that has to do with children and families is what I really feel the most passionate about. That's why I'm also very excited about this new cohort and glad to be working with the folks that are on the child and adolescent behavioral health cohort. Anything that has to do with children and families, especially if we're talking about engaging families, how to bring everyone together. I think sometimes people treat children and then parents separately. And so I really am passionate about the whole treating the whole family and keeping families together and anything that has to do with that. And then anything also at the intersection of the either child welfare or justice system, adult or juvenile justice system. Those are the areas where I feel the most excited to help support or feel like I'm the most capable. I'm happy to do research and learn. I've got to learn a lot already at JBS, but those are the areas where I'm the most passionate. And part of that is prevention too. So I think about how I knew I wanted to be a family therapist. I went to undergrad for psychology, and then I had an internship at an early Head Start classroom in Philly. And I just saw the impact of a lot of different things, but family and trauma on these little 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. And I thought, I want to work with families. I want to help address intergenerational trauma and disparities. And I want to work with the family because I feel like relationships and connection is what we're all about as humans. And so I want to support people and being the happiest that they can. And I just see that I end up seeing all the what happens over the years when there's unhealthy things happening in families. So I'm really passionate about working with the whole family.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense for sharing that. And I know we are super glad to have that experience and perspective on the Do you have a favorite holiday?
I like the food on Thanksgiving the most.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I like whatever. There's fun activities to do with any holiday, yeah. But I like the food of Thanksgiving the most.
And finally, sticking with Halloween, the best Halloween candy is
Reese's. It's my favorite, I think.
Can't go wrong, yeah.
I like Almond Joy too in Mounds, but I know those are weird ones.
Did you like those as a kid?
I don't remember.
I hated them. And I'm kicking myself now. I'm like, why didn't you just try it? Because now, like, I would always go for like an Almond Joy over almost anything else.
Yeah. All right. What's your pick? What's your Halloween candy pick?
It's just because it's come up recently, it's really random, but a Reese's Crispy Crunchy Bar. Do you remember that? I don't think they have them anymore.
No, I don't remember.
There's a lot of like weird Reese's stuff.
Yeah,
just because I've been thinking about it, but most commonly, it's probably Almond Joy now. As a kid, it was definitely Snickers. It was definitely Snickers.
Yeah. I liked Milky Way as a kid. That was my favorite as a kid. But
Kelly loves Milky Way. I need more with like a crunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
there you go. All right. Nice.
Well, good. We didn't need to hit everything from our core subject matter expertise to Halloween candy discussion / debate. So thank you so much for making the time to join. It was fun and hopefully you got something out of it, but I bet you listeners and folks that tuned in definitely feel like they got to know you a little bit more. So really appreciate you making the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Awesome. For folks that were tuning in, thank you so much for being here, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.